Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel.
People get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like pink thong.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, back in VGB Studios with my crew, Video Game Bang. Brought to you by so many great people, so many great organizations. First of all, we'll start with NRG Esports. Congratulations on winning Worlds at the Smite World Championship. Well-deserved, boys. You guys did great. We'll talk a lot more about that. Also, we got to mention Mainframe. We got to mention Antlion Audio. And who am I missing, Webb?
Oblivion
Comics and Coffee. LB, who did a great job filling in over the weekend. You guys did Sack Anime, if I'm correct. Is that right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
You made a mistake, though. You called her LB. Her name's Allura.
It's Allura.
I don't care. I honestly don't care. He's been my co-host for so long. He's here week in, week out. Although I cannot be, he is. And that makes him the MVP, the real MVP. What's up, Aaron Carter?
Hello, everybody. How are you doing this evening?
That's it? Nothing else?
No. All right. Want to hear for the people.
Okay. Cool. Also, he's here running the ones and twos in my absence. Did a great job last week. The real David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
I'm a double enthusiasm.
What happened to you?
Well, I had to make up for Aaron not being enthusiastic.
I really appreciate
it. First of all,
that.
You got it. You Someone has to pick up the slack.
You can't gauge my enthusiasm by my somber tone. That's
100%.
Just me.
That's the. Jeez. Who else do we have on the show, Corey?
You heard her giggle. You can see her joining us week in, week out. Her second time as a full. Fledged video game banger. She is cosplay sensation international, Ivy Doomkitticus.
Hey, I still feel like a complete virgin at this.
We are.
Well, you know
and
what they say.
And at that word, we just grew 10 viewers.
When you're with us, it always feels like the first time.
Okay. Wow.
We gotta work on our marketing.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
No, we're gonna put Steven on it.
The first time is always garbage.
Yeah, it is. We're gonna put Steven.
First time, everybody, think back to your first time, and you probably wish you could forget it.
I did.
Oh, man.
You didn't?
Chemicals.
Well, thank you guys all who are in chat. If you guys can get the word out, we appreciate your tweets, your Facebooks, your everythings. We are streaming this live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang on our Facebook page as well, and on YouTube, which is still like a thing. So congratulations, YouTube.
For now. Until Google finds something better.
The schedule's nuts. Just got back from Atlanta. We were there all weekend. Pretty much crushed it. NRG in the Smite world is the top dog. You watched
that's
it, Aaron.
That's a tough thing to say.
Who's better?
They haven't faced us in the battlefield of arena
so
yet.
You think,
so
do you even have a full team?
I will. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can get a full team. I will concede that Conquest is their thing. Yes. They smashed thoroughly. Even in the face of death.
Those team fights, though.
Like that's the thing.
They're
the
best team at team fighting. That's literally all arena is.
And I was yelling that the whole time during the first match. I was like, if they do a team fight, they got it. You know, I said their only strategy for what was it? Opium? Who was the other team? Optimus.
Obey.
Who cares?
I had it, and then Aaron started making up different O words, and they got confused.
Yeah. I said the only thing they can try to do is pick off. A weak link, but it's tough to do that when none of them are the weak link.
That's really what it came down to, because the other teams would have like these superstars, but just the team is so well-rounded for NRG. We broke our organization record on Twitter with over 1 million impressions the day that they won the championship.
Nice.
That's crazy.
What are impressions? I'm sorry.
So impressions are basically social media talk for the amount of people who I think just saw your posts. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get your shit in front of that many people. And we went over, sailed way past a million. Our memes were hot fire. Did you see our stuff? I think I talked about it on the post show. I joined you guys live from the hotel room. Almost got killed.
Yeah, you walked in the party. Hey, who's NLG fans? And boom. It's silent.
Gun cocking.
And then just Corey very slowly backed up. All right, have a good party, everybody. I'll see you guys later.
It was an incredible event, though, and we were clearly the bad guys, and it felt so good to be the villain, I gotta say.
You know what? What was funny is the broadcast, because you're there live, you saw it, but the broadcast of them switching the camera to the audience whenever Obey got a kill, and them going, yeah, like twice, and then all of a sudden, a long stretch of just switching to the camera and them doing nothing because NRG is wrecking.
Yeah,
race.
They'd pan to the crowd, and they're just sitting there.
Yeah, just like, yeah, all right, this is. There may have been like one guy in the audience that was like, all right,
and he was from Europe,
and he probably was. Yeah, he probably.
I was watching backstage with the coach, and you guys see the pictures. You can check him on my Twitter. He's hilarious. His name is Zyros, and he is the alternate and the coach for Team Energy.
Okay.
And
that wasn't the Swedish guy, was it?
It was the Swedish guy.
With the bow tie.
You see?
Ah.
You saw the guy with the bow tie, Ivy?
Yeah.
Would that be a guy? He's a sexy looking guy, right?
And there's your
That's
answer.
Exactly what Energy got when the crowd went camera was banned to the crowd.
Ivy couldn't have said it better.
He makes that look just for the cameras. Like, he's totally normal. I was getting messages. From a lot of my Mexican friends. That's what they're called.
Messages?
Oh,
yeah. When your friends are Mexican and they send you a text, it's a text message.
So if you have unlimited texts, do you get unlimited messages too?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, this show just went to a brand new,
a brand new level of racism.
Technological racism. Yeah.
We're breaking barriers.
Yeah, okay.
So.
9 more days, people.
9 more days.
9 more days.
And then it's not funny anymore.
Then it won't be a barrier.
It's just sad.
It'll be a barrier.
Oh, yeah.
My Lord.
So he acts totally normal, and then you turn the camera on, and he makes that snarly face. But I was watching all the matches with him backstage. Intimidating figure. Basically, 90% of our conversations were, "Let's fucking go!"
Terrible. What's that? Tobjorn?
He's Swedish.
Sheesh.
He's break him down. Build him up.
Jeez. Let's fucking go, dude. That's what it was every time.
That needs to be a new voice line for Tobjorn.
It should be. He was an amazing dude. He was awesome. But yeah, I don't know. Let's move on. Congratulations, NRG. They did great. If you guys aren't following NRG on Twitter, please do so at NRG and follow each one of those guys. They tweet all the time. They post pictures of them getting drunk and passing out on toilets. I mean, it's hilarious.
That's wow.
They're party animals. You guys know I can drink. I can drink. And these guys outdrank me 10-1.
You can drink, but you get hammered.
Sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? Because when you were at Kamikaze last year, I didn't see much of that.
There it is.
Well, I was keeping it classy for Ivy.
Mm-hmm. Classy for Ivy?
Yeah. Ivy, I want to talk about your purge. You got a lot going on right now.
It made it sound like she's got to run through the streets killing people.
I've never been more glad to have her be in L.A. and this be up here in Texas.
So that, we want to talk about your triple homicide yesterday. Just killing people, right?
Oh, man.
Well, you've come to some realizations, and I'm curious to know who's going to make the cut and who's not. I'm really hoping I do. I promised you I'd stop posting my pro-Trump memes if I make the cut.
Wow.
Actually, by posting more memes, that will elevate your position in line of staying on board.
So how did you get 1,500 Facebook friends anyways?
It happened right when I started cosplaying. Before I made a fan page, I actually started just like people started following my stuff, and it was linking to my personal account. So a lot of the people on there are fans, and I don't know, just you know, along with all the crap with 2016 and just starting this year anew, I decided why not cut out everyone that's in there, with the exception of people that I work with and people that are like actual friends, as opposed to just, you know, fans, because I have a fan page specifically for that, not personal stuff. And, you know, there's personal information that you don't necessarily want to put out there, or, you know, you just, you want to have a conversation with like the close people in the community that you're with, you know what I mean? So I just need to create that separation. So just going through letters A and B, I cut out like 200 people.
Damn, already cut 200 people. When we,
That was just today.
I went to the high-res after party and I met a few people, and that's the first thing they said is, oh, I'll add you on Facebook. And I was kind of like, let's do Twitter. Let's stick with Twitter, because Facebook is really for family. I go on there to hear, you know, see how my uncles complain about politics. That's basically all Facebook is. I don't want people that I don't really care about a part of that. That's personal. Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you just want to... Yeah.
I actually had a conversation with a close friend of mine like 2 weeks ago. I was thinking about kind of just purging all social media like for a while, just like getting off of it.
You know, that's like suicide.
No. Mm-hmm. For the people that I know and I talk to on a regular, I have your phone number. And
you have your what?
I have phone, you know, these telephones, the things that you guys carry around all the time.
What is that?
Oh,
do?
My social media machine.
No. It's a phone. You have 10 digits that link, you know, it's like a friend's code for Nintendo.
Telephony.
Oh, okay. When you put it that way, I got
it. Is that like Skype?
No.
Then I have no fucking clue.
You know, Alexander Graham Bell. Guy that,
this is my Twitter machine.
Oh, okay. Alexander Graham Bell. Didn't they just do like a Broadway play about that guy?
Okay, yeah.
That does not ring a bell.
There you go. I was thinking, because I don't really, I mean, I barely post anything on Facebook, Twitter, have no idea how I got 200 plus followers. Don't even know 200 people on Twitter. And the only thing that I think I post stuff on is my Instagram. I don't know. But I want to get more involved only because of the show type of thing.
Well, exactly. That's what I was going to say. That's why I said it's like suicide.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I
can't. People got to know what you're doing. They got to know what you had for breakfast. They got to know when you're taking a poop. They got to know everything.
Well, I mean,
who else is gonna see your pooping Elmo memes?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Ivy has a giant. I thought you told us last week that was a chocolate swirl.
It was. Mm. They're not chocolate buttons.
That's awful.
I think it's doo doo.
No, it's chocolate ice cream. It's used as doo doo.
It's smiling doo doo.
Oh, son of a bitch! Look at that. Caught me off guard. Oh man. It's not like there's a lull in the conversation.
You know, so when the conversation starts
dipping, and I click the button,
it gets quiet, and then boom! Whoa, where'd that come from?
Whoa, well, no, it's like sometimes what you're playing. If you guys don't know what it is, because we have a lot of new people around, so basically that's the what you're playing theme song. Basically, the podcast gods came to me in a dream before Aaron and I started the show and said you have to do this segment, and it can happen at any time of any podcast, and you just never know what's going to happen. It's going to have a really dope theme song, and then bam.
I do commend you for having a new story about how this came to be each time, though.
Yeah. How many podcast gods are there?
Apparently, there's going to be the next Gods and Smite. we're going to see the whole pantheon of
How many
gods.
Are there?
Did you see that there's a new god in Smite, by the way?
Yes. The Celtic.
The Morrigan?
The cheater?
The Morrigan, who can turn into any other god she
wants? Yeah, that's Celtic for cheater.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
So that's, of course, what you're playing. What we got to do is talk about what we've been playing. There's no other way around it. So we'll start with Ivy Doom Kitty because she is the newbie. Somehow she already has more points than David Webb, which blows my mind.
Whoa, surprising. How did that happen? Yeah.
Blows
my gosh.
A lot of people.
Ivy, what you been playing?
Overwatch. A lot of Overwatch. I played Overwatch again about 2 hours ago. I was on
what
for a
console
bit.
Again?
X-Bone.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. I'm disqualified, aren't I?
Someone I saw on Twitter posted something random to you. It was like, you got a really amazing kill on Overwatch. What happened?
I was Reaper, and I was just having fun and screwing off. And yeah, I got the, you know, player of the game, quote unquote, Reaper.
Have you gotten...
I die.
Are you ranked yet?
No.
Are you level 25?
I'm level 53.
Why aren't you playing ranked?
What's the purpose? Tell me that.
Bragging rights.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it's console, Corey.
You just ranked already, right? You ranked?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got, for your, what's the thing to going up to it? Like two rank? What's it called? What's
the placement matches?
Placement matches. How many did you do on that?
7 wins, 1 draw, 2 draws and a loss.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Ask Aaron what he got.
I saw on Twitter.
Well, either you're perfect or you're not me. That's
so. You,
that's how it
where
goes.
Did it put you though? You won all 10 placement matches. Where are you ranked?
I think like silver or something like that.
How did you
were 19
you got
something.
Silver?
Yeah.
Have you fought up to gold yet?
No, I stopped playing after that. I just want to do the placement matches.
It's incredible.
Like, I don't see the purpose really for playing the ranked matches when I have so much fun playing with the team that I play with on all the other matches.
We lost. So you already had one gold going in.
Yeah, I had one win going in, yes.
So you had 9 left.
Won a 9 streak. Yeah.
Me, Noel, Steven, and Jerry all had to do all of ours.
I think what the world wants to know in all this conversation about Overwatch is, when is Ivy doing her damn Reaper cosplay?
Wait, that's not done yet?
It's not even done yet.
I haven't even started it.
I thought you had the mask and the guns.
I have the mask and guns from henchman props.
That's basically all you need.
No, you need more. Well, I was going to be one of the Reaper bunnies for the Overwatch bunny group that was at BlizzCon last year, but got sick and didn't happen. So this year, I'm just going to do full costume. As far as when, I don't know.
I don't know why I just pictured
San Diego.
Pictured her still doing the bunny costume, but just vomiting in the mask and seeing it come
out. Oh God!
Why would you?
What? Where did that?
Where did that
what
come
made
from?
That into your brain?
Because I was like, I gotta be in the bunny costume. I gotta be there. She's just taking pictures.
Jeez.
I didn't know
that's what you were into.
Yeah.
Here's some weird stuff.
Weird stuff here.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a VGB cosplay group. I think we need
that
to do
would
this
be fun
Overwatch style.
Yes. Well, I want to do Reaper, and then D.Va's also on the list as well.
Full mech D.Va?
You got to go full mech.
Yeah.
Full mech D.Va. You do the D.Va mech that just we saw suit. At Stack Anime.
Was it just like a cardboard box?
Cardboard box.
Straight up cardboard.
It said Mecha on it.
That's great.
Joey interviewed them for the Stack Anime cosplay video, and they're like, yeah, we did this all last night. He goes, wow, you did it all in one night. Couldn't tell. Yeah. I was like, dang,
and then
Joey.
What he do is Joey laugh.
Terrible.
Joey has this thing every time he does a joke. It's psych.
That I don't know about the slurping part.
No, actually, that's accurate.
That's horrible.
All right, Ivy got tons of points for that, obviously. So good job for playing Overwatch. Webb, what have you been playing?
Final Fantasy 15.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Came out swinging.
Lightning Returns.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Which one are you playing though?
The Final Fantasy 15, the newest one.
The newest one?
Yeah.
With the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
How is it? Is this your first Final Fantasy?
First Final Fantasy. Like, I played like a little bit at a friend's house years ago. I don't remember which one it was.
Was it turn-based? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was turn-based.
Okay, so you're on to a newer.
So this is a new
feel.
One.
Yeah.
And I mean, so far I like it, but I'm still in the very beginning. I haven't had very long to play it.
You just don't strike me as a JRPG person.
It's my first time. I got curious. Like, you know, obviously Final Fantasy.
You were
Fantasy,
J curious?
I was J curious.
It's very J, too. It is very
it's
J.
It's super.
Like,
this is really
one of those things where, because I hear the guys playing online all the time, and they're fishing most of the time. And I'm like, guys, isn't this a game where there's, like, swords and monsters and stuff like that? I'm like, oh, it's a golden bass. I'm like, why don't you just get a Cabela's game if you wanted all that? Sheesh.
Yeah, it's definitely it's weird. And the story, like I was reading reviews about it, and the story was interesting. They got a lot of flack for the not having very very
black
solid storylines and stuff like that. But I was like, you know what? It's kind of like Pokemon. If
you
think
say
about
black
it.
Characters,
I mean there isn't.
They're hard to draw, Aaron.
Yeah. Are they?
The shading.
They're literally
the shading
I'm just
color.
Assuming that's the only good reason.
That's terrible.
They're hard to draw.
Oh, man.
I just think the Japanese don't think of black people as an actual people in video games.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It could be. There's a slightly darker character.
Hasn't been that way since 7.
Like Brock from Pokemon?
Oh, no, there was one with a chocobo in his fro, I think, in Lightning Returns, right?
Oh, yeah, there was. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they called it a chocofro.
Did they really?
No, they didn't.
No. I was about to say, is that good? That fits. I've
been extremely racist. What you been playing, Aaron? Somehow Webb got negative points off that.
Wow.
Because I feel he's a poser. But go.
Poser? What?
Go ahead, Aaron. What's
terrible.
Corey,
been on
when's
that...
your next trip?
I've been
all
on
of
that...
us, people in chat, we're all wondering when you're going to be
I'm out
again.
Next week, guys.
I'm on that Smite again, man. NRG did it. They inspired me to pick up the mantle again of World's Greatest.
Sweet. Did you pick up any new strats? Are you going the same characters you used to?
So I got in there, and everybody knows I play Kefri. I like tanking for some reason because I'm in the thick of it. I like to be able to save people when I can. You know, I like the Guardian role. And I did that the first time, the very first match that we played, just to kind of get the hang of it again. And it was just like riding a bike all over. Like the stuns, the saving people right before they die to, you know, bring them back to life. It just felt like home again. I haven't played with any of the new characters yet, though. I don't know. I just haven't stepped out of that bubble of, you know, comfort zone yet.
The entire weekend, anytime I met someone from Hi-Rez, basically all I tried to do was sweet talk them into giving me the Mecha Thor skin.
Oh, that's a tough one.
All I want.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. And like,
what is sweet talking to you?
I mean, offering them handies.
Terrible.
I mean, I did whatever it took to try and get it.
Try social engineering?
I tried to social engineer it. I mean, I did a lot of social engineering. I got myself into the VIP party with unlimited drink pass that I wasn't supposed to have. Like, I was doing work, but those Hi-Rez people, they are strict on some specific skins.
What did they say when you ask them about it?
F you.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I like the way that they added another mech skin that's in the same vein of that. It just doesn't do the transformation type of thing.
Oh, you're talking about
with Thanatos.
Thanatos, yeah.
Yeah, because it's all that Gundam look and everything like that. But, you know, you can tell it's not as, you know, quality as the original one. But we got online, me, Webb, and Steven. We got and played in some arena matches, you know, picked up the sticks again. Community, same thing. Out of how many games? We got one maybe partially toxic guy.
Yeah, and that's just because he was losing.
And so no.
He was the worst player on the team.
He
was fine.
Was this on PlayStation?
This was on the PC.
That's on PC.
So we get on and we're playing. We were winning, right? By a good big margin. And this guy just kept diving in, right? And then he would get mad when he would die.
You're talking about the spider chick one.
Yeah, the Arachne.
Arachne.
He would die and then get mad at us for not helping him escape, right? And we're like, dude, you're diving in or whatever. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna keep my eye on him. I'm Kefri, right? I'm supposed to be doing this.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's your job.
So
do your damn job.
I'm watching him. I see him dive in. I'm like, all right, I know this fool's gonna do something stupid. At the brink of death, I bring him back and pull him out of the fray. Right?
He runs right back in.
And I type, "How's that?" Remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, "How's that?" Like that was a clutch play. And he writes back with some,
"I'm not going to say how I dumpstered the guy before you saved me, blah, blah, blah." Like,
so stupid. I'm not even going to say what I did. I'm like, just play the game, bro.
Stop typing. Like, he typed a paragraph.
Yeah. I was like, just let's keep doing this. And I saved him like four more times after that from the brink of death because he just kept diving in.
Yeah, and he was making comments about the whole team. He was like, "Yeah, way to back up your teammate, guys."
Just stupid stuff. It's like,
we're not going to dive in.
But it was just like, all right, man, like we got the win. We literally have the win in hand, and we won the game, of course.
Yeah, because at that point, we were ahead by 30.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. There was no purpose for him to even complain. But you always get one out of the, you know, 20 that you meet on that.
Ivy, if you haven't, you need to already start your Smite download on the PC because it is free to play.
I have it downloaded on X-Bone.
Oh, my gosh. You and that X-Bone.
What?
Is it because of convenience, Ivy?
Yeah, and there I enjoy the controller. I mean, I used to play on PC all the time. You know, we talked about this a little bit before. You know, Half-Life, CS, Portal.
So back in the 90s, understand?
Shh.
What are you talking about? She's not that old. No, she was born in the 90s.
Yeah, that's fine, but she just played the game.
Born in what, like 98?
She was born in 97, I think.
97, yeah. Yeah.
But you need to get back on the PC, Doom Kitty.
I do.
If you like the controller, you could play Smite with the Xbox controller.
I don't play with the mouse and keyboard. God, no. That's sacrilegious.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, no, I play with an Xbox controller.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
On PC?
On the PCP.
For Smite, though, right?
Yeah,
for Smite. Or all games?
Well, actually, all games, yeah. No, now that I think of it, any game on the PC that I can use a controller, I'm using my Xbox controller.
sacrilegious.
Man.
The only one I do that for is Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I do it. I does it all with the controller. I like to control with the controller.
Interesting.
All right. Then in that case, I will do that, and one of you will help me hook it all up.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
We'll hook it up.
So what I've been playing is just Overwatch. So much Overwatch. An unhealthy amount of Overwatch.
So when you were down there, did you get any, because I know it was Smite, I understand, but there's movers and shakers there for other industries and stuff like that, and there's rumors that get spread around in those things, and you're playing Overwatch like crazy.
Yeah.
Did we get an inkling on any, like, who's next?
What do you have an inkling?
Like, what character?
Oh, a character?
So I do have some insider information on some stuff, which I cannot talk about on the podcast, damn it!
I'm just saying, Terry Crews?
No, I didn't get anything like that. Basically, the next event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day? We go on Valentine's Day? Little lover's quarrel?
Nope.
Okay.
They flat out said, we're not doing Valentine's Day.
And you know what? That's a smart move.
Or Easter.
I'm getting so into
Resurrection? Like, no? No mercy?
No.
Before I left to Atlanta, for whatever reason, when I was playing, I was being really friendly and having a very positive attitude. Like, I was talking to my teammates a lot and calling things out and being, you know... But for some reason, when I came back the last 2 days, I've been raging so hard. And my wife told me the other day, she's like, I heard you like cursing at this guy. Like, what happened? And when I thought back to it, I was like, he actually didn't really do nothing too wrong. I'm just angry for some reason when I'm playing Overwatch.
We call that the Noel syndrome. So,
oh man,
why is this happening to me, Aaron?
Well, because so when the gamer gets, to a certain point in their life, the hormones in their brain start to trigger what we call the Noel syndrome. Back in the late, I don't know, 3 days ago, Noel played Overwatch with us. And, of course, we went on this unbelievable streak. Unbelievable, right? Nine wins in a row, domination, right? Not even close matches. We get to the 10th. And we barely lose. Like, we didn't lose by
a lot. It was one of those escort the payload ones.
Yeah.
And so it came down to, we had to get to the same, it was like 2v2. It was like two wins.
Yeah, we were tied. And
tied.
Then it was,
we had to get to the same point
yeah.
in less amount of time.
Yeah. And we got like within 0.0 something centimeters.
No, it was like, yeah, and we had like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Somebody accidentally steps away from, you know, the payload.
Right.
And they count it as, oh, what, you weren't there. And they quit, right? So this, you know, the Noel syndrome kicks in with Noel. And he rages, of course.
No, my favorite part was during the match. He died.
Oh, no, yeah.
He starts screaming at, I think it was the May. And Aaron's like, Noel, you walked off the cliff. Nobody was around you.
You see in the top corner, just a little X, and then Noel's character saying that, you know, he died or whatever. Nobody killed him.
And
nobody touched him.
His triggered brain can't like fathom that. So he just starts stuttering, trying to come up with like.
It was crazy.
Everything is no skill. And what was his other favorite? No skill.
No
broken.
Yeah, everybody's broken. Everybody needs it.
Everything's OP.
Yeah,
No skill. OP broken character. So we came up with a wedding present for him.
Oh, because he's engaged.
Because he's engaged. So we're gonna get his wife a shirt that says "No skill. OP broken wife."
Yeah.
Damn. I see chat talking a little bit about Resident Evil 7. Ivy,
yes.
I see you bantering back and forth with them. What's going on? You don't strike me as someone who can deal with scary games for whatever
kiss
reason.
My ass.
You can deal with, is this, are you into horror genre?
Yeah. You know what? You should go pull up my gamer tag or my gamer card for Xbox.
You like to be scared, Ivy? Is that what I'm hearing?
I enjoy it as long as there's somebody in the house with me, because I have the worst nightmares after. But yeah, I love scary games. You know, the Resident Evil series has always been fun.
Well, that's not been scary since.
It's scary to me. Whatever. I count it as scary.
Your all-time favorite scary game.
Oh, man. I don't know.
There's literally only one right answer.
What is the right answer?
Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem.
I have not played that.
You have to play that one. Play it with the lights off and candles lit around you.
That seemed like a typical night in the Doom Kitty house.
Lights off and cats. Candles lit.
Candles and cats.
Candles and cats.
That's the new streaming title.
That's actually accurate. Let's see.
Candles
very,
and cats.
Very, very accurate.
Well, because this Resident Evil game, I mean, it's terrifying with the VR. Are you going to go full VR, Ivy? Are you going to get the go with the whole immersion thing, or are you going to play it on the regular old school? Like, have you actually even tried VR? I don't think we've even had this conversation.
I haven't.
Be careful actually. With that, though. You know,
why?
Eye herpes. You don't want that.
That's true.
Well, no, I just get my own. I don't like sharing.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's pretty scary, and like you have nightmares all the damn time. So maybe
I do actually.
Like never ending nightmares.
Almost nightly. I have really horrible nightmares. Like. Really graphic stuff. It's Jeez, not fun. Please. Like I could write horror movies off of it because yeah, it's bad.
That's so just sad.
Is that like night terrors? Is that what they call it?
No, night terrors are different. What's I've had those too. Those aren't fun.
It's a night terror.
Night terror. How do I explain it?
Isn't it that thing where like
part of it's.
What's that thing where you're asleep and then
you wake up a bit?
Yeah, and then you're conscious and then you can't move. But
I thought that was just like sleep paralysis.
That's another word for it.
Yeah, it's just more or less same thing. But yeah, it's not fun. But yeah, like you're having a nightmare and you wake up before your mind is awake. Like that, this part is awake, but your body has not. Like your brain hasn't sent that information to wake you up yet. So yeah, you're awake, but you can't do anything about it. And your body cannot move at all. And it is extremely horrifying to wake up that way because it's scary as all get out and nightmares, not fun. Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the upbeat. talking about sunshine, lollipops, rainbows, and candy drops.
But yeah, Resident Evil. I want to get the neighborhood.
Wow.
That flight's happening, right?
Huh?
LA, he's going?
Yeah.
Webb's telling the news.
You know, the audience was so disappointed. I mean, excited that they didn't have theme music for the past couple of shows.
They were.
Oh, so just to fill in for it, Ivy, have you heard the Brain Bang theme song?
I have.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I was really hoping you were going to say no so I could play it for you. But there's a lot of new viewers here, so maybe I could play it for them. Chat, I need your opinion here. I mean, you know, there's emojis in chat that are yay and nay. I'm sure you guys have seen it. I'll post them for you. You can also just type in vote yay, vote nay. And we'll use that kind of as our judge. I'm going to play you guys a song. You guys listen to it, process it for a few moments, and then type yay if you think it's the best thing you've ever heard and you want to hear it over and over and over again. Or nay if it's not that great.
There is a yay and nay emoji.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. All right, here we go.
Brain bang, brain, brain, bang, brain, bang, brain. You brain bang, brain, bang, brain. You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang.
There you go. That's the song.
I can hear the May emojis. That's how loud they are right now. That's how loud they are.
You guys are haters. I challenge any of you to come up with an original composition as dope as that.
Nay.
He's not imitating a horse here, people. He literally is just counting the nays.
Nay, nay.
I don't understand what. Okay, there's quite a few nays now. If you guys...
Okay, there's quite a few nays.
If I need to,
is there a hell nay?
Maybe I'll explain it again. Yay was the one if you liked it. Nay was the one if you did not like it so much.
I think they got that.
I think more people...
You got a rip.
I got a...
Jeez.
And that's from Havoc, too.
Wow.
You went past nay and straight to rip.
Havoc's my brother from NRG. And
Jeez.
He doesn't even have my back. Wow.
Oh, man. Well,
I'll have you know.
Oh, man, your cousin voted twice.
Wow.
Just to prove a point. Both of them day.
It's like the people who know me the best hated them. This is like, whatever. Let's go to the first news story, Web.
All right, so we talked about this last week about how this might be a possibility. The PEA going ahead and canceling the CSGO league, and as of later in the week, they did. The players voted, and they said, "Nope, we're going to stay with the EPL. We're going to stay
ESL, or was it ESL?
ESL Pro League."
Okay.
So they were calling it EPL in the article. I got confused the first two. I thought it was a typo.
They shouldn't do that, though.
This was dumb.
Yeah.
The players kind of, I feel like they messed this one up. I mean, I guess they ultimately get to make the decision for their own careers, but
well, I mean,
this was their chance to make more money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
Like, this was their shot for health benefits. Like, this was going to be all-inclusive. They were going to get taken care of. But this guy kind of jumped out there. I don't know. Who was it? Did it say in the article?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Scott Sir Scoots Smith.
And who is he?
Wait, what? Say that name again, please.
So his name's Scott Smith. His gamer tag is Sir Scoots.
Demands respect,
Sir
clearly.
Scoots a lot.
Yes, okay.
In some circles. They just say he's a veteran esports player.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It feels like he kind of led people astray here.
He did, because he jumped in and he kind of acted as a voice for the players. And basically they signed proxy rights over to him so he could speak for them.
People are kind of dumb, because I'm reading comments and they're like, well, wouldn't this league be like rigged if the owners are running it? Because this is a league that was supposed to be like owner run, but that's
right.
How sports in America work. Look at the NBA.
Yeah.
All the franchises own the league. They all have a say in how the thing is run, the rules, they vote on things. I believe NFL is the exact same way. Like, you buy into a franchise, the franchise run the league, and these players were going to get taken care of. The one thing is that in order to stay relevant, they had to say, okay, you have to play for us only. You can't go into Europe and play in those leagues, just like the NBA.
Just like the NBA.
So Kobe
yeah.
can't have a contract with the Lakers and then go, you know,
play for the Beijing
yeah.
Bengals.
Exactly.
Good Lord.
As much as they tried to get him, the Beijing Bengals
almost had
Kobe.
They tried hard.
So it's a big miss.
Yeah.
Thinking of it on a different scale, too, Americans are not the best CSGO players. Like, let's just face it. And
it's accurate.
This was their opportunity to have their own MLS.
Yeah,
they could have been bigger fish in a smaller pond and just made a bunch of money, got paid, and then who knows for the future.
Well, and to the credit of the PEA, they didn't even have to leave it up to the players. They had every right in the contracts to that they'd be like, no, this is how it is. If you don't like it, then don't play. But they released a statement saying that to sympathize with the players. And they said that we acknowledge that we could have and should have done better. And so in good faith, we're going to go ahead and leave this decision up to them. And that's when it was a unanimous decision they're going to play. And I think it's dumb. I think what it comes down to is that the players, they're kids, really, if you think about it. And so they're looking at like this unknown versus known.
Because there are known knowns and there are unknown knowns.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so they're looking at the ESL, which is established already, and they know what they're getting into, versus this where, like you said, you had people that were saying, is this going to be rigged? And, you know, that I'm sure had the influence on their decision. And, I think they kind of messed up on this.
I agree.
Is it Brexit all over again?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The interesting thing is, I mean, there's no word on what the PEA is going to do next. Like, we know that they've canceled the CSGO League. Pulled out immediately, and so now, assuming, like Corey, you were saying that they had released a statement that they would just find something else.
Well, yeah, and from what I hear, what I've heard is that I've read this in an article too, so it's not like insider shit, but they are looking at Blizzard titles.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Are they thinking to...
Not Overwatch.
Blurge with Blizzard, like work with Blizzard to make a league, or really just kind of do their own thing, stick to their, you know, we're going to do our own thing. It's not unusual. and just leave Tom Blizzard to do their
See, yeah. the reason they were going head-to-head with the ESL or whatever was because there's already – there's like two major leagues competing already, and they kind of had an in with the other one. So those two were going to work together to push out the ESL kind of. That competition wouldn't exist in the Blizzard titles. You know, they would be competing with E-League coming out this year, and like MLG has an Overwatch 2. But it's not as cutthroat as it would have been with E-League. I mean, sorry, with ESL. So I don't think they'd go to Overwatch first. It'd probably be something like Hearthstone, which has...
Which is huge.
Huge player base.
Huge, yeah.
Freaking, but the thing is, there's no teams with that, right?
No.
Yeah, it's just one person.
And that's good because if they were going... If they were going to go into Overwatch, the smart play for them would be to partner with Blizzard.
Yeah,
to blurge, as Aaron
pointed. Yes, to blurge. Coined. There we go.
Blurge with Blizzard and try and do the Overwatch League together, because I don't know if they would be able to do an Overwatch League while Blizzard has their Overwatch League.
Yeah.
Blizzard's kind of strange. From what I hear, from what I heard when they did the tournament at BlizzCon, they were doing legit Overwatch LAN. Like, they weren't over a network.
That's good.
It was a LAN, and the ping was incredible. And actually, there were certain bugs in the game that they kind of didn't account for because it was just running so perfectly. Even at MLG Vegas, Blizzard will not let them set up the same system. So while they were all in a LAN setting, they were still going through the Blizzard servers.
See, and that's really? That's the thing that I think would they would benefit if they would if P just you know.
And here's the thing too: Blizzard. We keep calling it P. Everybody I heard refer to it over the weekend, all the professionals. I call it P too. They call it Pia.
What? Yeah. Were these a lot of Europeans?
No.
I just said I just call it PEA.
I just call it
PEA. I call it PEA because P sounds demeaning, but they call it Pia.
Pia.
How do you eat peas?
With your mouth?
P. It's P.
Thank you.
Ivy made it. Hey, Ivy said it. It's law.
Exactly. No.
P.
I'm a big... Wow.
Hey.
Hold on, we got... Oh my God! Now I'm gonna shut.
Let me holla. Let me holla. Holla. Holla.
One of those. I'm a big, you know, advocate.
What?
It's a thing where they pay to say something on the thing. But it was gonna go on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually had a good one last time.
When it's after the show, we'll let that. I need to disable that like during showtime so it doesn't mess with the podcast, and then. And then we'll let people go ham.
I think it's a thing where I feel like it's a better environment if it's a LAN like that. And they don't have to go through servers to play each other when it's just a smooth. I mean, to me, that's the equivalent of a basketball court or a football field. You have, you know, a kind of regulated play area that's equal on both sides, right?
Yeah.
So then why not do that? That needs to be the court. There doesn't need to be any type of, oh, we need to go over there, you know, to a, you know, make sure everybody's ping is all right and everything. No, we need to just local area network, right? That's what it stands for. Boom. Yeah.
LAN.
There you go.
All right, Webb, what we got next?
Moving on, sticking with the esports, Miami Heat invests in an esports team, Misfits.
The Misfits, really?
Yeah, the NBA franchise Miami Heat acquired stake in the multi-game esports organization Misfits.
What couple of games do they play?
On Tuesday. So they are, let me find the list.
I believe they have a league team.
I mean, who doesn't nowadays?
They have like one of the top Overwatch teams as well.
Yeah, here we go. They have Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, Hearthstone, and Super Smash Bros.
Who's their Smash player?
I didn't see.
Said oddly enough, Nigel.
We got Nairo. They got Nigel.
Yeah,
interesting.
They actually made a mistake. They thought they were getting Nairo.
Did you guys talk?
They were getting Nero.
I think
isn't there another basketball team that also has a gaming team as well?
76ers.
Yeah, the 76ers.
They have Dignitas, right?
Yeah, they have Dignitas and Apex, and then combined Apex into Dignitas, and then there's like a conglomerate of like NBA, ex-NBA players and owners that own, what was the name of that one that they purchased? Is it Liquid? Team Liquid?
Probably. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I wish more NBA teams would buy some soccer teams.
It's going to happen. We're going to see this trend keep happening. It's good. It's bringing more money. It's going to bring more attention. Yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah, Team Liquid. I have it in here. And then you have the Memphis Grizzlies co-owner invested in Immortals.
Hmm.
So you have that.
Nobody invested in Obey, huh?
Ayo.
So I want to hijack the news real quick. What is up with... I had this message. I had this conversation with Ivy over the weekend, and I'm noticing it more and more. Why is it more and more that these cosplayers are moving into just pretty much porn?
Oh, oh man, you asked that.
Speaking of that,
so one of our favorite cosplayers, Aaron,
Liz Katz.
No.
Oh
no, not the one.
She's back.
Is she back?
Yeah, she's back. I saw it on literally on a sponsored thing on my Facebook. She looks 180% different. Like. She does not look the same at all. Are you seeing her now?
I'm looking her up. Where did you find this?
She was on my Facebook.
She hit you up on Facebook?
Yeah, she was
she
like,
slid in them DMs?
Like, Aaron, I'm back. And I was like, are you like Mace from Bad Boys? I don't...
Did you share this article or something?
No. It literally was one of those sponsors. I was just scrolling down, and then I just saw that... Actually, I saw a friend of mine liked her page. And I was like, that does not look like Liz Katz. And she's like, yeah, after having a baby and going through this and that, I just want to let everybody know what I'm up to now, you know. And it was like a whole thing, you know.
Interesting.
She lost weight, new boobs, all her words, you know. I'm not just like critiquing this young lady. I'm like, whatever.
Interesting. So she's back. But that's not who I was talking about. I was talking about one of our other favorites. Like, it just seems like a new thing that's just really going crazy.
Who is it?
She used to be on The Wall.
Yeah.
What? Okay. No way.
Well, I mean, it's not.
Did you didn't see that coming?
I'm talking about full blown though. Are we going?
No, it's not full blown.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's just I see that as art.
But then I saw this this other thing too called like point of view shoots that was.
Yeah, that.
What is that? I mean, I liked
wait,
it.
Wait,
I mean,
point of view shoots.
Yeah.
Yeah, like POV shots. Yeah. There's a cosplayer doing POVs. And I mean, to each his own, honestly, to each his own, whatever you're going to do is whatever you're going to do. But at the same token, when you're doing stuff that is, you're, I mean, there's boudoir and then there's like stuff that's along the lines of softcore porn. And when you blur those lines, it becomes a problem for the rest of the community in regard to how they're being represented as a whole.
True.
And in essence, being grouped in. So for myself, my background, I started as boudoir and pinup. Then I started cosplaying. And with that, I've always incorporated either boudoir or pinup within my cosplay from the beginning, because that's my background. And one thing that I noticed was after I was doing it, you know, I saw a lot of girls were starting to do that or say, hey, you know, I was inspired by your boudoir black cat shoots to do one of my own. This is what I did. And everything looked great and everything was great. But I think we're at a point now that everyone's looking at it from a level of, I want to monetize and make a bunch of money just doing boudoir without really understanding what exactly boudoir is as an art. And they're just, you know, doing like really cheap cell phone shots of themselves, like, hey, like, check me out, and like the whole thing looks like it's not art. And it goes from that to, okay, well, how can I, and I'm not talking about myself, but it's this mentality of, okay, how can I push the limit to make myself more relevant? How can I, you know, be edgy? Let me show more skin. And again, like I said, like, it's one thing to do that and be artistic with it, you know, and I have a lot of friends that do like nude photography, and it's beautiful and it's great, and I follow their work. But it's another thing to go completely out of your comfort zone and say, I'm doing this strictly because I want to be cause famous or for the money of it versus like just being an artist. And they're pushing it to the point where it's a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing now from a lot of the new girls in the community is softcore porn type photos. And at the end of the day, you kind of really need to think about what kind of message you're sending to the younger audience in the community, to kids and, you know, like teens that are interested in cosplay or want to do it, because they're thinking, oh, well, to do this, I need to dress like this or whatever. And, you know, on my end, I do all levels. You know, I do like very covered conservative costumes like Velma or Bison, or my like the full on bodysuits like Samus, everything's covered. And then I do stuff that's a lot more showy, like the bunny suits or the burlesque stuff or the shoot I did as Vampirella. But I think that people are losing sight of the responsibility that we have as a whole in representing the community. And a lot of these girls are not realizing the fact that by putting work that's putting work out there like that, they're not thinking long term in terms of how is this going to affect them later on down the road when they want to apply for a real job, you know. And, you know, hey, employers can now Google you and see what you're doing online. And if a bunch of nudes pop up online, how is that going to affect you when you go to apply for, you know, a job in the corporate world or things like that? So for myself, it's just kind of left a bitter taste in my mouth because I see it so much that I'm personally going to just shy away from it a bit and just kind of tone it down with the boudoir stuff that I myself do, because I don't want to be grouped in with people that don't do it as an art.
Ceramic Dragon pretty much nailed it. Depends on who's hiring, because I know if Aaron is an executive hiring and he Googles your name and finds some banging nudes, I'm pretty sure you're hired.
On a day-by-day basis, yes. And we'll see how more come out. But to get back to her kind of thing.
Let me take her serious point and just cut the knees out.
The thing is, it's going to get extremely tougher because you have Zoe Berger out there, right?
And yeah, who doesn't identify like as cosplay whatsoever?
And she's not even
cosplay.
I
don't even know who that is.
She's not even cosplay,
yeah,
right?
She's not a cosplayer.
She's not cosplay, but the message that you say that some of these cosplayers are putting out there with their softcore you know, shots and stuff like that, she's putting out there for like streaming communities and stuff like that. And for a lot of young ladies to see that and be like, well, that's how I'm going to get money. Because look, she got, what, a million followers on YouTube, or some subs on YouTube real fast just because she said she was going to put out a couple of nudes or whatever, if she got that.
Hashtag nudes at 1 million.
And now she's creating her own, like, army?
Yeah, she isn't, like, they're called e-girls.
Yeah.
There's three of them. And I think the other one, too, said, like, if she hits 100K on some outlet, I can't remember which one, she's like, I'll do full-fledged porn.
Like, it's
so they're trading.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. They're basically trading straight up. They're like, all I want is this number on this social media, and I will do this for you.
Basically. Yeah. And so it's the thing where
and they're kind of, and I'm not saying I'm against it, I'm staying kind of neutral on this one, but they're calling it like neo-feminism or something, like a new type of empowerment for women.
Oh man,
I don't know what how it all works, but it's crazy. I remember we talked to Jessica about this at one point too. Maybe it was on the show, maybe it wasn't, but she like breaks it down to like when you're doing these shoots, depends on kind of where your hands are. She's like, you know, that's how I will sometimes judge whether it's over the line.
Where your hands are.
Yeah. It's like if you're in lingerie doing a shoot and your hands are close to certain parts or things like that.
To the holy temple.
Yeah. It's not like they're pointing down. Like, that.
Hey, look
like,
at this.
Look at these. Yeah. Look at yeah. These. Like, no.
The legend.
I still think, like, especially when it comes to the streaming community, if there is a girl out there and that thinks that's the only way she can get any type of followers or something
that's
like
sad.
That, that's definitely sad. Yeah. I mean, that's Zoe's thing. I'm not, you know, knocking her for doing that. That was her road and stuff like that. But there are other, you know, streamers out there, other female streamers out there that they're just gamers. You know, they go out there and they play the game and they have fun with it and stuff like that. And if they want to stream and talk to the community, they can do that. But I wouldn't put them, I wouldn't lump them in that group with Zoe. You know,
Zoe's doing it like with pinpoint accuracy. That woman knows exactly what buttons to push, right?
Yeah, she
like
is.
She's operating on a whole nother level where it's like a meta game right now where she's like kind of going to using all those angry guys from the Gamergate thing and like, you know, making those same people angry, but just going at it in a way different way.
So these cosplayers, then you're saying you're seeing a lot more of them, right? Of these new this newfangled movement.
Yeah, there's so much of it. Like, scroll through your Instagram feed, like just on the like the searchable stuff or whatever, you know, like suggested content, and that's literally like all that's on there all the time.
You have any key phrases, keywords?
It's for research.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that like it's boudoir is bad. It's not. You know, it's not a bad thing. The issue is when you feel like that's the only way to do things, like that's the only way to get in a cosplayer. That's the only way that you'll be relevant. And it's just such a warped mentality, as opposed to, you know what, like, why do we cosplay? You know, in general, most people cosplay because it's for fun. They enjoy the character. They love the craftsmanship of it. You know, there's so many reasons for it, as opposed to, well, maybe if I show more, then maybe people will like me more. And that's just a really messed up way of thinking.
But the sad thing is, though, like, post two pictures on Instagram right now, one of you wearing a Snuggie and then the other one in boudoir, and you know which one's going to get more attention and likes.
The yeah, well, the boudoir the boudoir will get more likes, yes. But even photos, for example, where I'm completely covered, where you see nothing, will still get the same kind of response that I get in a costume or in something that's like showing boobs or, you know, more skin. For example, I have a photo where I'm in one of my first boudoir shoots on Instagram. I'm poison ivy and I'm eating a Harley Quinn cupcake. This was taken like years ago. I made the cupcakes too. back in July 2012, I took it. That's got like 2,800 likes, right? But then when you go to a more recent photo of me with a red shirt that's covering everything, it's just a shot from like somewhat of the waist up and everything's covered. I have 4,000 likes on that. Like the more covered one actually had more likes than a photo that showed a lot more.
I think you're a little bit of a special case, though, honestly, though, because like we've been friends for a while, and so I've been on your social media channels, and you have a very unique following. Like your followers and fans are like, they are really care about you. When you say something, they take it, you know, seriously.
Die hard.
You've been around for a while, so you've established a very core group of people. Your Patreon people all have like their own like culture almost. So I think with you, it's kind of a special case because you've gotten there. I could see how for the smaller time ones who are just getting started, though, it's probably not as that. Like, it's probably more clear cut. When I wear the little, I get a lot of likes. When I'm wearing too much clothes, people don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you can wear whatever you want. You know, you can wear clothing that's low cut and shows cleavage. You can cover up. You can, you know, wear whatever costume. You know, you can take it however you want, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It just boils down to, at the same time, also consider the people that are looking up to you as well. Like, that's something that you have to take note of. And for me, that was a reality check when I went to Phoenix Comic Con the second time around. And the majority of people in that line were kids with their parents, because it was the kids that were the fans. And for me, that was a huge realization in terms of, holy crap, what I do can affect these kids, because these kids are actively also following me on social media because their parents are allowing them to follow me. So I do need to be careful with the content that I put on there. And that's not like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm responsible for this kid or that kid. No, I mean, parents are responsible ultimately. But at the same time, you know, you have to be accountable and responsible for your own actions. You can't just put stuff out there and not care and say, oh, I'm not the problem, it's you. You know, you be accountable. Be accountable. Realize that your actions also do have a reaction. And, you know, that's not to say that you're going to make everyone happy. You're not. But just realize that what you do or say is listened. A lot of people listen to those things, and it does affect people and gives them license to choose to take one route or the other. So just put your best foot forward and consider what you say and what you do and how that can positively or negatively affect others.
Very well said. Well, that's going to do it for the show this week. Thank you guys all in chat for being very studious, for paying attention. I mean, I forgive you all for those nay votes, but I challenge you to make a better song. How about that? That's the VGB Invitational Challenge. You make us a better Brain Bang song, and we will use it. I mean, the bar is set pretty damn high. So,
is it though?
Yeah.
If you're a dwarf.
Next week, I'm not in again. I'm out, so you guys are going to have to deal with these three, potentially another sub. I will be at the owner's suite at the New Golden One Center. So suck on that, Aaron.
I'm quite all right with that.
Sacramento Kings, baby. Kings all day.
I'm still quite all right with that. Yeah, the slowest of collapse.
That's it. That's our show for Aaron Carter, the real David Webb, and Ivy Doomkitty. My name is Corey. We'll see you guys next week. You've just been banged.
But not by a cosplayer.
But not by a cosplayer.
Man.
All right. Get ready for this, guys. Okay.